the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeBlantis. Justin Kaufman is here as we are on the stream today. WGN Radio on the app, on your smart speaker.
Yeah.
On the CLTV.
CLTV. Good to see the other people on CLTV.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're looking good, Justin. I like how you dressed up for the people. It looks nice.
Thank you.
We want to talk about dueling protests downtown today because you did have the Fraternal Order of Police having a rally against Kim Fox and how her office handled the Jussie Smollett case in particular. But I think there's a little more to it there. And then you had Reverend Jackson and Father Flager also with another rally protesting what seemed to be actions by police, but also in support of Kim Fox and to keep her in her job and to stop the attacks against her. We have Kevin Graham, the Fraternal Order of Police president, joining us now. Kevin, thanks for joining the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what the message is that you folks are trying to get out today to the community about what you see is wrong with what's happening here.
You know, I know a lot of people would like to say, well, it's just about one case, but it's not. One of the things we do here at the Fraternal Order of Police is, yes, we are the union for the for police officers, but we're all police officers. We want to stick up for the community and for the victims. I think a lot of people don't understand that, you know, when a case comes before a judge and it is not properly adjudicated, whether it's through the court system or the ball is dropped in the prosecutor's office, we have to deal with those victims, and the victims and witnesses are going to be less likely to come forward and help us if they don't think the justice system is working.
Right. Hi, Kevin. Justin Kaufman here. Good to talk with you. All right. So, a question I have for you. Kim Fox went on the ride. She did a couple interviews in the last week talking about that this is her relationship with the police department and with the officers is strong. This is just one isolated incident. Do you see it differently?
Oh, we do. And we hear from our detectives and our police officers consistently. You know, we only have to go back a week where the charges were reduced for an individual for a home invasion. He was armed, and then he's back out on the street. And then last week, while that individual was back on the street, he shot and killed an off-duty police officer or was involved in it. And, you know, we want to make sure that people who are a danger to society are going to stay in jail so that people in their neighborhoods are safe. I think we've worked very hard at trying to do that. We're also trying to work hard at building a relationship in the community. You know, it's the FOP that went to the department and said, you know, look, we've got a program that's working down in Atlanta and in Indianapolis about one cop, one church, and pairing them up so that we have a real connection between the community where they live and the police officers who are working there. So, you know, we're working very hard to try and build those relationships and keep people safe. And it's disturbing when our detectives work so hard to try and bring a case to adjudication and the case is dropped.
Well, let me ask you about that exact issue, Kevin, because I'm sure you saw the op-ed piece that Kim Fox wrote in the Chicago Tribune. And in it, one of the things that I think, one of the highlights of what she wrote was when she said, my office believed that securing a conviction in this case was not certain. Now, she had given interviews that said this was a strong case and characterized it as such in the past, but that was what she wrote there. Do you have an idea about what she was talking about why they wouldn't be able to secure a conviction in the Jussie Smollett case?
I mean, actually, no. That's the short answer. I guess the long answer is that you never know whether you're going to get a conviction or not when you go into court. It's, you know, it's always up to a jury or a judge, and certainly that's why we have the verdicts. That's why we have the cases to put on to see what kind of a case you have. I will say this, though. The grand jury did indict him, I can't imagine not getting a conviction from what I've been told on the evidence. So I don't know what she's talking about, but I've been told it's an extremely strong case, and I've asked various individuals, is there something I don't know about this case?
Right. She also said that, you know, she won the election as state's attorney, and she believed that that gave her a mandate, because one of the things she talked about campaigning for the office was that she would not aggressively prosecute nonviolent crimes, class four felonies like this, that, you know, that she puts in this category and says people are never going to be happy. What did you want? Did you want him to be in prison for a long time? And I don't think many of us felt that way. I think in the community, me personally, I didn't like the way it was sealed, and we didn't ever get to figure out what happened. And there was this emergency hearing, and it seemed like a lot of the steps taken here were highly unusual in a case where we deserve transparency. But she's saying it's a nonviolent crime, and this is the way a lot of these things are handled all the time. How do you respond to that?
I've been in law enforcement for 35 years, and I have never seen anything like this before. Certainly, I've seen cases that have been sealed. They've been there to protect juveniles' identities. There has been times that they have court diversions because the individual, whether you call them the offender or the victim in this case, that needs mental treatment. That's not the case in either situation. So, yes, it's unusual. The other thing we found that was unusual was this was one of Mr. Smollett's attorneys, defense attorneys, was also just a few months ago was the special prosecutor that was appointed against three police officers that were acquitted because there wasn't an ounce of evidence. I mean, how much tighter can you be with the prosecutor's office than to be selected as the special prosecutor in a high-profile case, and then you're the defense attorney just a few months later, mm-hmm. or a month later?
A lot of questions remain here, Kevin. We do want to say there is a bit of good news from police today, also that there's a 5-year low in shootings and robberies, violent crime, burglaries, and motor vehicle thefts are at a 20-year low, and so those are certainly welcome statistics for all of us to hear. We appreciate your time. Kevin Graham, FOP president.
Can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
Please keep in mind the state troopers. They lost two this week, and you know, that's hard for families. So please keep them in your prayers.
Thank you for saying that, and we certainly will. Thank you, Kevin. Let's get to the top of the hour news with Kim Gordon.